The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Recently, just a day ago, got diagnosed with glaucoma. I was told that it is, in fact, hereditary, and I had a few questions, such as maybe, is there anything else that causes that? I was told that it was verbatim hereditary only. Is there anything else that I could do to try to help this out? Right now, they've got me, like, on eye drops three times a day. It started out with like a black spot. My whole eye went black on one side. After all the tests, I found out I got another small dot on the other eye. We don't know if that's going to come back or not. My pressure was like 58, three times the pressure that it should be.
Well, it just depends. The issue is with the eyes and with glaucoma, and the pressure can be coming from different, several different things. And the alternative guys think it comes from one way, I guess, if you will. And of course, medicine agrees that it comes from another. So the best things you can do for overall eye health and to support the eyes, number one, of course, you got obviously your ophthalmologist probably supporting you in this and carrying you through. The other thing we know for sure about eye health is lutein. Lutein has strong antioxidant properties that support overall eye health and also reducing inflammation in the body as a whole. From a natural perspective, those are some of the best things you can do. From a nutritional and lifestyle-based perspective, some of the best things you can do to support the eyes. The main thing you want to do is stay with what your ophthalmologist has you doing. That's the key. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Is marijuana going to be a diet? Well, they're saying possibly. So what to eat? Want to eat whatever you want, stay thin, and never exercise? Well, that's the new promise of what researchers at the University of California in Irvine say might become a reality soon in the years or in the topic of weight loss. Interesting. In a mouse study, of course, it's with mice, but in a mouse study, researchers found that a brain chemical with characteristics similar to an active cannabinoid ingredient in marijuana helped regulate the body's overall metabolism. When scientists tweaked the protein in the mice's brains that turned down the levels of a compound called 2-AG, which is compared to what's in marijuana, the mice's metabolism skyrocketed. So the mice were able to eat high-fat food diets without exercising and maintain normal blood pressure and no increased risk of heart disease or diabetes. Researchers reported in the March issue of the Journal of Cell Metabolism, the researchers explained that in a university release that the mice were in hypermetabolic state. That means it's going really fast. They say we discovered that these mice were resistant to obesity because they burn fat calories much more effectively or efficiently than normal mice do, explained Danielle Polamelli. She's a PhD and professor of pharmacology and researcher on the study. We had known that these chemicals played a role in cell energy regulation, but this is the first time that we found a target where it actually occurred. So specifically, the mice stayed thin because their brown fat, which exists in all mammals, became hyperactive and was converted into heat much more rapidly. Brown fat naturally burns calories only when the body is in a cold environment. Now, recent research published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation found that to create a similar fat-burning effect in humans, scientists would need to create a drug that blocks this 2AG production in the brain, which they don't anticipate will happen for many, many years. But the fact is that marijuana, which is now becoming more popular, of course, it's in the news how it's getting legalized in certain states. Marijuana actually has chemicals in it that can support overall health when it comes to metabolism. Not that I'm advocating pot. I'm just saying look for some things that are coming around the corner. Don't go get high and then try to lose a bunch of weight. I'm not advocating that at all. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
To call in regards to heartburn and indigestion. I want to know what causes it. You know, maybe homeopathic remedies, you know, or something, you know, and what other kind of damage it can cause to your body as far as, you know, have hurt from the heart, and then also your esophagus. So if I get a little more insight on that, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, let's look at digestive health as a whole. I mean, everybody wants, and again, I get these questions all the time, you want the, when you say homeopathic, you're looking really for more of a natural approach is kind of the thought. And when it comes to the GI tract, there's some basic principles for overall digestion. If you deal with acid reflux, if you deal with heartburn, if you deal with any of those kinds of issues, the basic principles are all the same. Number one, you want to increase the good gut bacteria. Number one, by doing that, you can do probiotics. That's very simple. It's a supplemental form you can do. Putting the good bacteria back in the digestive tract is incredible for setting the stage for a healthy gut, healthy colon, healthy digestion. We're only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. Those are the keys. So by putting the right stuff in, that's where you're going to give the best benefits to the body. Good, healthy gut flora, probiotics. You can do yogurt, of course, which has live probiotics in them. It's a great food source. Fermented vegetables like kimchi are great options as well. Building a good digestive tract is exceptionally important, is very important along the way. Now, another key that's very important in this that I really want to focus on in dealing with good gut health is making sure that your elimination is good. The probiotics are important, doing that, but also digestive enzymes. Eating digestive enzymes with your meals every single day is critical. We don't have the enzymes in our soil like we used to have. And so by putting the right kind of enzymes with your food, eating good, you know, foods as best you can, fruits and vegetables, organic if you can, but don't freak out if you can't. I'm just excited that you'd be eating fruits and vegetables and not French fries. So I'm just trying to get people off of that plan. And that's really the key. So focusing on that is good for digestive health, getting plenty of digestive enzymes. Come off the grains, come off of gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time will really help a lot of the GI distress that could be going on with that. Acid reflux, check out apple cider vinegar. Many times apple cider vinegar as a good food source can help regulate a lot of the hydrochloric acid that may be missing in your digestion due to maybe stress overload, or which is very popular now. And again, make sure you're eating a good, clean, low inflammatory diet as well. All that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, by the way. If your doctor has you on medicine, you want to stay on it. Don't change anything. But maybe take some of these tips to he or she and see what they recommend. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean changing anything your doctor's doing. This is more in prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin as a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go in your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in this study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's a process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true, but there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. Some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner, or physician's assistant, eating one. And I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you've never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is, get their little certification in that. Makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you wanted to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that and back to the calls when we come back. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, one of my favorite areas in the country is Asheville, North Carolina. I love the mountains of Western North Carolina. They're beautiful. Of course, being an outdoors guy like I am, I love spending a lot of time over there. But now, one in four deaths in Western North Carolina are associated with heart disease. Of course, across the country, the numbers are about the same. But together, I really believe we can change this. And for the last 14 years, Black Mountain, North Carolina, has hosted two of the premier trail races in the country. The Black Mountain Marathon, which is 26.2 miles, and the Mount Mitchell Challenge, which is 40 miles. Nationally recognized long-distance races, they weave their way to the base and peak of the highest mountains on the East Coast. The mission of the WNC, or Western North Carolina Heart Challenge, is education and motivation. So we hope to educate folks about the importance of exercise, one of my big keys, in preventing heart disease. And we hope to motivate folks to get out and exercise even more, even if it's just a little bit. I always say just get out and just do what you can. But if we run the race, you can get out and exercise. So the goal of the WNC Heart Challenge is to raise $10,000 to support education and awareness programs for young people in WNC or Western North Carolina. through Mission Hospital in Asheville Cardiology. So this year, the WNC Heart Challenge happens on February 23rd, coming up right around the corner. And joining us right now is John Richardson. He's the co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. So John, the event, obviously, you're co-founder of, and it has a very special meaning to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to you, why you founded it, and where your heart is with, literally, no pun intended, but where your heart is for this event.
Absolutely. Well, the race actually began in 1999, and it was originally marketed as America's toughest marathon, and since then it has grown into an ultra race, a 40-mile component to the race, and it's grown from 50 competitors to now, this year, there'll be 450 competitors.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to be one of the original 50 to run the race back in 99, ran it a couple times, ran the 40 once, and then decided to take a break from running. And I guess about 8 years ago, had actually my little sister got stage 3 melanoma, and I went in to get checked just to make sure I didn't have skin cancer.
Right.
And by chance, my primary care doctor heard a heart murmur. And I kind of laughed about it because I had been an athlete my whole life, and nobody had ever told me I had a heart murmur. And it kind of caught his attention because I'd had a full physical 6 months earlier, and he hadn't heard anything. One thing led to another, and ended up having an aortic valve replacement, my aortic roof replaced. And it was not any fun. It was an incredible challenge, but I was fortunate enough to have some great doctors and great family support taking care of me. And so that was about 8 years ago. And a few weeks ago, I turned 40, and as a goal of mine, I decided I wanted to run the race one more time.
Right.
And didn't want to do it just to do it. I wanted to do it to kind of help raise awareness, because that's something that I'm passionate about. The single most important thing that folks can do for the most part for their health is get out and go for a walk every day for 30 minutes.
It really is. The research behind that is so strong, you know, as far as exercise goes and overall cardiovascular health. And, John, you know, as you're sharing this, I mean, I just want to stop for just a second. So, you know, you're about 32, I guess, and you go in and they tell you have a heart murmur, which a lot of times can be congenital. You know, you're born with it, and it's something that just never got caught. And as we get older, it can kind of show up. So when they told you that, you know, what were you thinking at that point? Were you just thinking, okay, did they first tell you it was no big deal? How did they get into the replacement? How did you go into to that far, and what were your thoughts going through that? I mean, did it change you? And if it did, how?
All happened over about a month's period of time, and I could tell from the way the doctors talked to me that there was some urgency. Mine was congenital, and mine was unique in that it stopped functioning over a relatively quick period of time. So I can remember pulling in. I was living in Atlanta at the time, to Emory Heart Center, and my wife said to me, "Well, who are you going to see?" And I told her it was Dr. Book. She was in the car with me. And my wife at the time was the pharmacist for the Emory Village CVS, and she filled all the prescriptions for a lot of the doctors that came out of sent the prescriptions for their patients out of the hospital.
Right.
And I said, "Dr. Book," and she said, "You mean Wendy Book?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why aren't you going to see a heart transplant cardiologist?" And that was my first clue that something was up. I really thought it was like a candid camera show. I really thought it was a joke. And at that point, when she sat down and said, "Well, John, you look like you're in great shape except for your heart, and this is how we need to fix it," and pulled out a diagram and started marking X's and O's, I laughed. I said, whoa. I said, "Hold on. Are we talking optional here?"
can we talk about this? Is this something that maybe we can sleep on? Or
what's the deal? I said, "You know, I'm saying this." And she said, "Oh, no, you can live maybe another year, maybe a year and a half, unless you get this done." I said, "Okay." I said, "Is this something that can go in through my groin and just, you know, run a little catheter up and do it that way?" And she laughed, said, "No, they're going to have to crack you open." And they do a real good job of it, though. And I was fortunate to have some really good doctors looking out for me. And part of my decision to move to Asheville has been the emphasis on health care and healthy lifestyles and the incredible heart facility that they have at Mission Hospital. And
they do.
and the good doctors there that take care of me now.
Yeah, Mission is a great team over in the Nashville area for sure. Now, the co-founder, that's such an amazing story. It is really, you know, to be that young and to be told that and to be facing that is a bit of a challenge. But to rise above it and go through it, the doctors did a great job. Like you said, it just puts you on a path to want to not see other people have to go through any other challenges like that toward their heart. The co-founder of the challenge is Grayson Deal. And I guess Grayson has an amazing story as well. Do you want to share a little bit of that on his behalf?
Yeah, he had an SVT, and this was several years ago. Had it ablated. Everything is great now, but he was inspired to do the same type thing, and he actually thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail and raised a good chunk of change for the American Pediatric Cardiology Association, I think. But he was inspired to do that, and he and I were kind of swapping heart stories one day, sitting down at lunch, and he had just signed up to run this race, and I had signed up to run the race. I said, hey, maybe we could do something with this. Maybe we could help get the word out. So that's kind of how it came together with me and Grayson working together on this.
Well, I think it's a great event. I think it's going to inspire a lot of people, and our hope is that many people in the Asheville area will come together and be a part. And if they can't, even other people that are around the area are really want to support heart health for others and research and that sort of thing can be able to donate and be able to help support others as they go through this. So getting involved in the WNC Heart Challenge can be done in three simple steps on the website. Is that right? Why don't you take us through those steps?
Absolutely. We ask folks to do three things. Number one is educate themselves. And we have a really cool, it's a 9-minute video, and it's just a link on the website that goes to YouTube. There's this family practice doctor up in Canada that's really interested in preventative health. And the title of the video is 23 and a half hours. And the premise of it is, can you limit your sitting or sleeping to just 23 and a half hours a day? So what he's saying is, get out and be active for 30 minutes a day. It's a great little piece. It's 9 minutes and 15 seconds. And we really want everybody to, if they do anything, go on the website and check that out, because it'll open your eyes to the importance of getting out and exercising every day. And like we said, it doesn't mean you have to go out and run a marathon up a mountain in February up the highest peak on the East Coast. But the whole goal is that if I can do it and if Grayson can do it, then everybody else can get out and exercise, go for a walk 30 minutes a day. So the first piece is watch the video and educate yourself. And then the second piece is motivate yourself. Get up, get off the couch, turn off the TV, get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy God's creation out there and just be active. Get a dog, go to the Humane Society, get a dog, take your dog for a walk every day, but do something. And then for folks that do want to help financially, the third piece is donate. So we want folks to educate, we want them to be motivated, and we want them to donate because talking with the physicians, the cardiologists at Asheville Cardiology, it's such an epidemic at this point, not just in Western North Carolina, but across the country, that they really feel like we need to be starting earlier and earlier with the message to get out and exercise. So
you have to, John. You really do. We're talking with John Richardson. Thank you so much, John, for sharing that story and for all that you do as being a co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. It's just going to be such a huge impact for the area. And just so you know, the proceeds, whenever you donate to this, will go to the Children's Hospital and the children's programs in the WNC area. Mission Hospital is a huge sponsor of that, and also Asheville Cardiology. You know, two big players in the area that have made huge impacts in people's overall health that we're excited about. If you want more information, go to WNCHeartChallenge.com. That's WNCHeartChallenge.com. I want to thank John Richardson again for being with us. Make sure to check it out and get healthy on February 23rd.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean changing anything your doctor's doing. This is more on prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin is a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think, this is very important, there is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go in your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's a process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps, what, the doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, it is, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is get their little certification in that. Makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you're wanting to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.